older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. We're at the 2024 Warrior Games presented by the Department of Defense, Fisher House, Wounded Warrior Program, and, of course, the wonderful world of Disney. And our buddy Cappy Surrett is here with us. Cappy is the military lead liaison. He may own Disney. What is your official title, Cap?
Hi, Randy. Good to see you again. Yeah, I'm a senior.
That's how I greet everybody, Cappy. I mean, I always start with an introduction.
You're amazing. Now, I'm a senior manager in public affairs for Disney Experiences.
It's like you do everything here. I mean, you touch just about every event. I mean, everything that's going on militarily, certainly. And, I mean, everybody, it's been fun to kind of watch you interact with the folks that are here for the Warrior Games, because everybody knows you. It's like old home week every time.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. No, it's amazing to be part of the Disney team here, but also have a foot in the world of the military, being a Navy veteran myself. And so it's just Disney, the cast members, everyone that's working so hard to bring the DoD Warrior Games to life here as the host site. It's just been an honor and privilege to be able to be part of that team and also help tell and share that story.
And a Navy veteran just won the powerlifting. How happy are you about that?
I immediately knew that he had an edge, you know, as representing our mighty United States Navy.
That's
yes.
Right. There you go. Hey, you know, logistically to pull something like this off, I don't know, you know, how long you have to plan for that, but it just seems so seamless for the general public to see this. But man, what kind of effort does that take?
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm just so proud of the Disney team here and working with our partners in the Department of Defense, with the Fisher House, with Amazon Web Services and others, just all coming together. I mean, there's been a lot of hours of planning to make it look so seamless. So, I mean, I can't be emphasized anymore about how professional and how just absolutely amazing our cast are. And we, as a company, are just so honored to be able to welcome all of these intrepid military service members and veterans and their families to have the games here at Disney, where not only can they show their warrior spirit, but also enjoy some Disney magic and happiness and reconnect with their families.
Well, I was just going to say, that's the other great part. It's not just about the warriors, but it's about the warriors and their families. I mean, they're having a great time. They're all part of the wonderful world of Disney, and for them to be able to have a great time while their hero is up there, you know, powerlifting or anything else like that, that's so special.
It really is. I mean, and we know, I mean, Disney is all about celebrating families. But also, you know, we've been saluting service, military service, since the very founding of our company 100 years ago. Predating that to our own founders, Walt and Roy Disney, and their own contributions during the First World War. So we understand military service. We respect, we admire those who give so much in service to our country. But we also know military service is a family business. You know, that service member that goes abroad into harm's way is supported by a family that serves and sacrifices as well. So for us to be able to roll out the red carpet here during the Warrior Games to say thank you and recognize their service, it just means the world to us.
Hey, I want to go back just a little bit to last week when you were at Walter Reed and you took Mickey Mouse to Walter Reed. Talk about that a little bit. And you sent me a video. Oh my gosh, that was great.
Yeah, we are honored to salute our friends at the Fisher House Foundation. They do amazing work. They have 97 homes nationwide that take care of military and veteran families that are there to help a loved one at a bedside. You know, so it's low moments for them. So we wanted to make some magic, bring some happiness to these families who have given so much to us when they need it most. So working with our Fisher House friends, we were able to send Disney consumer product care packages to all 97, full of home goods, toys, games, plush, books, you know, to bring a smile, you know, and help those families. And so some of those houses, we've actually done personal deliveries with some of our special friends. And last week, we took Mickey Mouse to join us when we visited the very first Fisher House at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to spread some joy. And oh my gosh, the joy was there, you know. And this one small girl, her 2-year-old, dressed like Minnie Mouse, her giggle is infectious, and it actually recharges my batteries nothing else, really.
I mean, I can't imagine a more thrilling moment for a kid, especially a kid that's around sickness and has been in the same place for so long, sometimes with Fisher Houses, and that happens. But for Mickey Mouse to walk in, and I mean, just light up the room, right?
He brought the magic. Yeah. That's all we can say, and that's what he does. And we are honored to be able to recognize those families, recognize the great work the Fisher House, and just continue to salute service because, you know, they give so much to us, and we want to give back to them.
Well, Cappy, as always, thank you for your service. Thanks for having us here. This is an incredible event, and I can't wait to see all the video.
Hey, thanks for coming, Randy. Thanks for helping tell this story of the DoD Warrior Games and letting your audience know just the warrior spirit is alive here at Walt Disney World. And I also want to say thanks to all those serving around the nation and the world. And so we appreciate you and respect you, and we thank you.
Okay, we told you about the Warrior Games. We told you about some of the setup, some of the competition. Now we're going to talk to one of the athletes. And, anybody named Harley is going to compete in something, right? Harley, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
Doing good, man. So what are you competing in?
A lot of sports, I guess. Wheelchair basketball. I'll be an alternate for the wheelchair rugby, volleyball. I'm doing fields. Wheelchair racing, doing indoor rowing, cycling. I'm probably missing something. And I'll be in the Invictus Games, too.
Backgammon at all?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, so give me a sense of what kind of training goes into this, and how long do you prepare? You know, how far out do you start?
So I did the challenges last year, and I just, like, continued my training because I was hoping that I'd make the team again this year. But in reality, like, they give you maybe like 4 months or so to figure out, like, you know, who's on the team and who's on what team, what sports you're doing. So I think pretty much everybody trains every day, though, for, you know, at least 4 months.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
You would hope, at least. Yeah.
And talk a little bit about your military background, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the Navy for 14 years. I'm with Team SOCOM for the Warrior Games, though. I'm a CB, so I just do construction in the Navy, build stuff. you know, CVs can do.
Hey, listen, man, I'll tell you what, every job in the military is important, and thank you for your service. I can't wait to see you guys compete, because just watching the practice, that's intense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we really get into it, and it's funny because, like, in the practices, you're not supposed to, like, go 100%, but, like, mostly...
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody does, because, yeah. You know, like, we're all, like, pent up, we're, like, ready to start, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Who you got coming out to watch you?
No one. Yeah, just my teammates. I'm happy to be here, though. I like, you know, all of the teammates. That's why I try to do as many sports as I can. I'm always trying to volunteer to do whatever they need me to do. Because
hey, when it's ESPN and stream worldwide, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, maybe I can. I mean, that sounds selfish, but maybe I can get something out of this for myself, too.
I was going to say, look for Harley on a Wheaties box.
Yeah.
At least a cover of Sports Illustrated, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Or the Tip of the Spear magazine, maybe.
There you go.
Military Times.
Yeah. Or the Tin Canteen.
There you go.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Thanks for, and you're wearing a Wounded Warrior Project shirt. That's pretty cool. We work with those guys for the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys are great. They set everybody up. They're one of the main sponsors for this event, but they do like soldier rides and stuff like that. They invite all the wounded soldiers to go into. So, yeah, I'm always trying to do something cool and athletic, I guess, with whatever company lets me.
Well, hey, best of luck in the games. We'll be rooting for you.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, this is so great. This is so cool interviewing all the athletes here at the DoD Warrior Games here at Walt Disney World. And Breanne Cook is with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I just heard a story about you slapping a camera in the middle of an interview, so please be gentle.
Yeah, complete total accident. Won't happen again. So.
Tell us what are you competing in?
So I'm doing indoor rowing, swimming, and all three team sports, so sitting volleyball, wheelchair rugby, and wheelchair basketball.
Wow. What's your specialty?
I would say my specialty is sitting volleyball. That is what I do. When I'm not here, I go and I play. So, yeah, that's my sport. So,
how long have you been playing that?
I actually started last year at Marine Corps Trials. That was my first time ever. I'd never even heard about sitting volleyball until then. So, yeah, so I've been doing it now since last year in the challenge. So
for the people that may not know exactly what that is, kind of explain the format there.
So it's basically volleyball with a net that is on the floor, similar to like a tennis net, and the court is smaller. You are all sitting. You cannot stand up at any point to get a ball unless you're chasing it down. But the rules are very, very similar to standing volleyball. It's almost identical, and the skills transfer pretty well.
That seems much harder.
It is way harder. I mean, I literally played volleyball my entire life, and I would say sitting volleyball is 1,000 times harder than standing volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, talk about your military career a little bit.
So I retired in November as a captain. I served most of my time out of Beaufort, South Carolina with a maintenance company. I absolutely love the Marine Corps. I'd go back in a heartbeat if I could. I had a blast through and through the entire time. It's one of the reasons why I love being here so much around Marines. But, yeah, nothing crazy or anything, just officer stuff. So.
You know, I get the sense that you're a pretty good trash talker.
You know... Not really. Yeah. I keep it close. I keep it close to the chest. I don't say too much. I try not to. So, yeah.
This is going to be fun. Now, so have you competed in this before?
So I did the challenge last year, but I have not done a full-fledged Warrior Games yet. So this is my first real Warrior Games. So I'm very excited.
Oh, this is going to be cool. And what do you think of these facilities here?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, this has been awesome, being able to practice all in one place and not have to travel a bunch. And yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
So cool. Well, we're going to be rooting for you, Breanne. Thanks for taking the time. And we'll be right back here at the Warrior Games in the National Defense.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Do summer projects your way with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles in a publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Yeah, we are at the Warrior Games in 2024 here at Walt Disney World, and we're joined by Adam Bell, Vice President of Disney Sports. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm great today. So glad to be here.
Hey, what are we hearing over here?
You're hearing right now the wheelchair rugby rehearsals that are going on. This is familiarization for all the athletes to practice. And in the background, right behind them, if you hear a little bit, we've got volleyball going as well. See the volleyball.
You know, we are so familiar with Disney and its support for military veterans and families, and there's so much to know about how you guys support the veterans. What is your role in all of this?
Yeah, I just have one small role in a much broader thing that we're doing here, but my role is here at the sports complex that we have in Orlando, hosting all of these different competitions and getting to really just engage and interact with these incredible service members and their families that we get to have here, both at the sports complex and in our theme parks and hotels as well.
You know what else I love? Anytime you have veterans competing against other veterans, there's so much trash talking.
Absolutely. This is just, familiarization going on, and you'd think it was a national championship happening. There's so much trash talking. The energy is absolutely incredible, and whenever we get to the real competition and the finals, it's going to just be unreal.
Yeah, this is so cool. Talk about some of the other activities, some of the other competitions that will be going on, and every branch of the service represented, right?
Yeah, so every branch of the service represented, as well as Australia. Australia. They've got a delegation here as well. I think nearly 40 athletes competing, and so they'll be here. You know, we mentioned wheelchair rugby and seated volleyball. We've got, you know, wheelchair basketball as well, archery, precision air, swimming off-site as well. So really just so many different sports. I think it's 11 in total. So it's going to be incredible.
And it was really interesting, too, Adam. I was looking through some of the athletes, and there are athletes that are competing in 4, 5, 6, 7 events.
Yeah, they're much better athletes than I am, and I say that as a sports fan. It's absolutely incredible what they're doing. And what I love, too, is actually down here, we've got so many volunteers that were athletes that competed here in the past or competed in the Warrior Games that they're coming back because they really believe this changed their lives, and they're here helping all of these athletes this year. I've loved hearing some of those stories.
10th anniversary, a little more than that?
I think 2012, maybe. So, yeah, and this will be our second time hosting. So we hosted in 2022. I believe Disney was the first non-government host of the Warrior Games.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, originally, still put on by Department of Defense, obviously. And this facility is unbelievable. I've never been inside this facility. This is the athletic?
Yeah, this is the athletic center. So we've got, basketball courts. It can be volleyball, a multi-sport venue here, but one of many venues we have. We've got another one right next door that everyone will be competing in. I think it's such an undiscovered secret here in Orlando that, you know, we host so many different competitions. We just had AAU basketball here last weekend. Special Olympics Florida was here a couple weeks before that. And so we've got the ability to host so many different sports here in one space. And for folks to get to have a competition here at Walt Disney World, too, and then go celebrate in the parks afterwards is really incredible.
That's incredible. Adam, listen, thanks for everything that Disney does. Thanks for your time today. This is going to be a great competition, a great show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage everybody, you know, anybody can come out, see any of these events. We love the atmosphere that it does. And, you know, I just am so proud to work for a company that's been supporting the military for more than 100 years of service, right? Going back to Roy and Walt in the very beginning with World War I. And so for me, just to get to have a tiny piece of it is incredible.
I mean, just to be able to walk around with Cappy for me is, you know, that's pretty much the thrill of it.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to say me too. He takes care of me, so I'll take it.
And we just watched an amazing display. I mean, amazing display of strength. The powerlifting competition, we have the winner right now, Tiny.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, of course your name is Tiny. I mean, so what is your what are your specs?
Your
specs, how tall? How much?
6'5", about 289 right now.
And what's the most you've ever lifted, like a deadlift?
Oh, a deadlift? Like 700 plus.
It's incredible. Well, I mean, all of the Navy guys went crazy. It's so cool, isn't it, not only to win but to represent your branch of service?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's great, you know, support each other, but we have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and the trash talking. Don't forget about the trash talking.
Absolutely. Especially with the Marines, you know.
They can't keep their mouth shut.
No, they're good guys. Just got to give them crayons. Just kidding, fellas.
Oh man, this is so good. And the fact that everybody's kind of getting into these games now. Is this your first time at the Warrior Games?
This is my second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how'd you do the first time?
Won the shot put and discus and took second in bench last time. Big Ukrainian guy was here last time. And this time I'm doing Ultimate Champion, so I got to do all the events. So we got to figure out some of this stuff. She's doing Ultimate Champion also. So,
now, is this your wife over here?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. Yes. And you're in the competition too?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, man, there's some competition in this family.
Yes.
And which ones are you doing? You're doing Ultimate too?
Yes, all eight. Wow. All eight wow. Events.
Oh, congratulations, man. What a great event for a family to even do. Tell me about your dog.
Freya, she is a 2-year-old Cane Corso, and she is my lifeline to being able to have my freedom back.
Oh, man, she is beautiful. Everybody's just been staring at that dog.
She's famous. Everybody loves her.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Congratulations, and best of luck in the rest of the way.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Congrats, you owe $100,000. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. As the national debt topples $35 trillion, every American now owes over $100,000 to our national debt. And nobody running for president has plans to cut spending. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yes, we're still here at the 2024 Warrior Games, sponsored by Fisher House, one of our favorite organizations in the world. And Chairman and CEO Ken Fisher is here with us. Ken, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
So I just saw you give out some awards, and that was the powerlifting competition. I believe that any of those men could lift you with no problem.
Oh, it wasn't that so much as it is standing next to them. My granddaughter said, "Grandpa, you look so small."
Everybody looks so small compared to them.
That's right.
Hey, this is such a great event, and I mean, for you guys to be here and you're doing such wonderful things, it's amazing to me, not just the community that comes about when this happens, but the camaraderie and the esprit de corps. I mean, that's probably 99% of it, don't you think?
I do. I think that when you think about the journey that these men and women have been on, You know, not many people understand the road that they've traveled except the ones who have traveled it with them. And so that's why it's so important for the families to be a part of this as well, because, again, commonality of experience. They know they're not alone, and they share each other's, you know, they share the journeys and the ups and downs. Not every story had a happy ending. But at the end, I think being here, I think it's just wonderful, and it's part of the celebration, and we're just happy to be here.
You talk about families, and I mean, nobody does more for military families than Fisher House. What are we up to now?
Well, we're at 99. We will be at 100 by early 2025.
Wow.
Yeah. 100 houses.
And I mentioned to you before that we're based in Kansas City, and our Fisher House opened just a few years ago. I had the opportunity to tour that place. You can't call it a house. I mean, it is a monument. I mean, the thing has 16 suites to it, and I mean, it's just a beautiful. And the thing that really amazed me was just how every single suite is different, and it's just so meticulously ingrained with the community.
Well, it was built to honor service and sacrifice, and these men and women are the embodiment of that. What happens inside, and you're right, these are not houses, they are homes. And what differs from a Fisher House and a hotel is when you walk into a hotel and you go to your room, that's the end of the contact with the outside world. But if you come back to a Fisher House and you don't want to be alone and you want to talk, there's other families that, again, that commonality of experience. They can come down. They can share each other's experiences. They're part. They sit together. They eat together. They cook together. And they support each other. And at the end of the day, each house becomes its own community. And that's, I think, what the joy of Fisher House is all about.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And the fact that, you know, that you, every community the Fisher House is in, it always brings pieces of that community inside Fisher House. I thought that was pretty cool, too, especially with Kansas City and the barbecue and everything else. And you guys do that everywhere you go. I mean, I can't even imagine the logistics in something like that.
Well, you know, again, when we get to when the need is validated and we come to a city like Kansas City, it's amazing the support that we get. People who don't know about us find out about us very quickly. Kansas City was no exception. The Royals, and I'm a Yankee fan, and the Royals did more. You know, it's wonderful to be a part of the community. And as the community embraces them, they understand that as these men and women transition from the Department of Defense or from the VA and they come home, it becomes a grassroots initiative. So the more groundwork we can lay for these grassroots initiatives, the better off they'll be once they get home. This continuity of care, again, knowing that the community supports them, I think is very important.
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody the other day from Blue Star Families, and they talked about community and how it used to be that every other house had a veteran, and that's not the way it is anymore. And so you almost have to go out and find that community and build it within those cities, don't you?
Well, kind of, but again, you know, right now the need has dropped off a little bit for the Department of Defense, and that's a good thing. So we've geared the program more towards the VA, but again, if we need to transition back to DOD, we do. We are a need-based organization. We look to fill the unmet needs that are plentiful, as we know, especially as it relates to families and our wounded, injured, and ill. And so that's why it's so important for Fisher House to continue its efforts. And again, when we do expand, we expand in family-oriented ways. So that's our mantra. That's the military family bringing their plight to light, I think, is important because behind every one of those men and women wearing a uniform is a family.
Yeah, it's a family and a great story, too. Ken, thank you so much for everything that you guys are constantly doing. What is the 100th celebration going to look like?
Well, I don't drink, so a nice cocktail probably will be nice. But no, it'll be a special day.
Yeah.
Hitting 100 houses is a milestone that nobody ever thought we would do.
How would Zachary feel about that?
You know what? I was just about to say, I wish that as part of the celebration, I could get Zach to come down for 5 minutes and just have a look. I don't think he'd believe it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Zach was the kind of guy who was selfless like these men and women, and he couldn't do enough. And, you know, if you asked Zach if he had any regrets, Zach would say, no, I'm too busy counting my blessings. And that's how I feel. And so, you know, for me, keeping this initiative going and you know, being a part of this journey is so important to me. It's makes me feel inspired and alive and privileged.
And then you're sponsoring things like this, like Warrior Games. Mm-hmm. What do you think about? I had never seen this facility before, or these facilities at Disney ESPN. Man, I mean, they're tremendous.
Yeah. Well, when we did the Invictus Games here in 2016, you know, I fell in love with the place. I knew about the place because my son used to play travel baseball, and we played in a few tournaments here. Okay. But that was an incredible week, and every time we come back to Disney, Disney is just amazing. They're great partners. They've embraced this community wholeheartedly, and it's a privilege for me just to be able to come here.
Well, thank you, Ken. Thank you for your time. And any chance you may be in the rowing competition?
No.
All right. We are out here, your 2024 Department of Defense Warrior Games here at Walt Disney World. Looking at some of these athletes practicing basketball. And, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, it is a competition, and it is a thrill to see some of these guys. We've got a couple of guys from Department of Defense here. What is your name, sir?
My name is David Pascal. I'm the Deputy G357 at U.S. Army's Training and Doctrine Command.
David, thank you so much for taking the time. Man, how big an event is this to put on?
And it's a pretty big event. We've been planning for about a year. This is our second time back at ESPN Wild World of Sports. But the teams have been planning for a year. We've had multiple planning conferences, a couple of live rehearsals. We've been here on the ground now for about 7 days getting our things set up. Our first event's going to kick off tomorrow with powerlifting right here in the Advent Health Arena.
Yeah, that's the other thing, David. I was telling somebody else, I'm looking at the athletes and some of their bios, and some of these folks are competing in 5, 6, 7 events.
Yeah. Most of the athletes will compete in anywhere between 3 to 5 individual events and then 1 to 2 team events. And we also have a competition for the ultimate athlete. Each service will nominate an individual that will compete in all 8 individual sports. And there will be an award that's issued at the kickoff, at the send-off ceremony at the closing of the games on the 30th of June.
You know, I mean, this could be a nationally televised event. I mean, it's just such a huge deal. I'm so glad that ESPN is involved in covering this. And, I mean, they recognize the importance of not just military service and veterans, but also Disney does. You know, it's amazing that people don't know how deep Disney's roots go in terms of supporting athletes and veterans.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank ESPN Wild World of Sports and Disney for hosting the games. This is a tremendous facility. 9 of the 11 events are going to occur right here on the ESPN complex. But I'm also aware that Disney has their Hiring for Heroes program. They bring in our veterans. So I'm very thankful and appreciative to the Disney Corporation for running that. This event is critical for these athletes. Most of them, after they've been sick, ill, or injured, kind of have lost their sense of camaraderie. So now to be able to come together as a teammate or to have an individual sport, whether it be archery, shooting, track, or field, it gives them a goal. And I think it's important to help them on their recovery journey. I'm humbled by the resilience of these athletes. Never a complaint, always a smile. You're going to see some friendly competition here on the basketball court or the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, it'll be friendly, all right.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see our normal service rivalries. But, again, at the end of every game or medal, you're going to see those two teams come together, shake hands, give each other a hug. But I think that's also part of the recovery journey. Athletics is only a part of it. That sense of teamwork, that sense of belonging, and then being able to share your story with other veterans, I think helps with our PTSD and our TBI, with our veteran community.
Yeah, Dave, that's real important to say. And, you know, we worked with Wounded Warrior Project for, for the last 6 or 7 years. And to see those guys compete, the first time I saw them run a marathon, it's just like, who would try that? I mean, these guys are just not just resilient, but I mean, they are world class athletes.
They are. They are tremendous athletes. And if the community wants to watch, if they go to the DOD Warrior Games website, we are going to live stream all of the sporting events. So last year, I think we live streamed upwards of about 285 hours of the competition. So we'll have announcers, we'll have some veterans on there, former competitors. So it'd be a great opportunity for the audience, even if they can't get here to ESPN. If you're in the area, the events are free, don't require tickets, come on out and watch. But if you can't get here, go on and watch the live stream.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you guys are doing. I'm going to get this guy over here, Travis.
All right. Well, you can talk to me.
Travis, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Now, Travis, what is your role here with DOD?
So I am the communications director for the DOD Warrior Games.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a pretty big job because there's a lot of tentacles going out there, right? I mean, you've got to get a lot of lines out there.
You know, the exciting part is we have a lot of great stories to tell. And as a communications professional working for an amazing organization and an amazing event like this, it's an awesome thing to be able to work with these athletes to tell their stories of recovery and their recovery journeys and spread the word about the importance of the Warrior Games, the importance of supporting this community, and really just providing something for these communities to be able to show to their friends, their communities, their loved ones, and then really let the larger world know about this event and about these programs and why they're important.
Yeah, and you know, I just heard a couple of people say that were familiar with the games, you better bring some Kleenex with you.
It's inspirational. Look, it's exciting when you get to see the competition and the level of competition and how competitive these men and women and these athletes are. But then you see them come together and you start to learn more about their stories, and it can get emotional, and it is super impactful. It's super inspirational. And that's what we hope everybody takes away, whether you are learning about the Warrior Games for the first time, or you're a volunteer that has come back multiple times, or you're part of the community here in Orlando, or you're part of the larger community that supports the military. Whoever you are, we want you to be inspired, and we want you to learn about these programs and learn about these men and women who are going through their recovery journeys.
I love to see people watch these warriors compete for the first time, because if you think it's some kind of a semi-competition, you're wrong.
Oh, the competition is intense, especially if you look at some of the team sports or you look at the individual sports, the swimming, the track, the field. There's nothing light about this competition. No. They're out here to win. And understanding that, again, medals aren't the purpose, but they're certainly important. Yeah. Competition is important, and these are all competitive individuals. If you think about it, that's just part of their DNA. That's why they joined the military. They're competitive individuals, and providing that opportunity for them to harness competition and leverage that as part of their recovery journey is part of what we do, and it's part of why we exist. But then watching them out here and going head-to-head, it's exciting.
Yeah, nobody can trash talk like anybody in the military. You know that. I mean, not just branch to branch, but just, sport to sport, right?
Oh, look, we've got 200-plus athletes out here competing in 11 different sports. The trash talk doesn't stop. Like when the competition's over, they're staying in hotels together. They're going out to dinner together. They're here as a community, and that's exciting. And while the trash talk is fun and it's part of the experience, them coming together as a community is why we're here. And yeah, it's the competition's intense, but watching them come together and seeing how they do that as a community is super inspirational.
It's going to be fun. Thank you so much, Travis. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, and that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
This summer, click into easier yard cleanup with same-day delivery from the Home Depot. Click into clearing overgrown grass or weeds with effortless gas-like power.
And click into the convenience of a battery platform compatible with over 250 tools with the Milwaukee M18 fuel trimmer. Now for just $199. Click into power with 4th of July savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Yeah, I mean, I had my son at the beginning of COVID, and so obviously with the world being shut down, being able to tour that first year of his life, we were just stuck at home, and it was kind of nice because we just got to enjoy our baby for the first year of his life and, like, not have to miss any of his milestones. And, you know, we just read to him all the time, and I loved getting to revisit some of my childhood book favorites. And then once I started touring again, kind of out on the road with me, and we just got to talking on my bus late night about children's literature and, you know, our favorites. And, you know, it kind of, we stumbled upon this world that Karina had in her head of all of these bugs in her backyard having their own schedules and lives and plans and friendships. So that's kind of like, it just was born out of the book-loving children's books.
That's pretty cool. Karina, how long have you guys been friends?
We tried to figure this out recently. We think it's 11 years. We both moved to Nashville around the same time and met each other at a party and have been friends since.
Oh, that's so cool. And how did you, Karina, how did you settle on an ant as opposed to any other kind of bug?
I know this sounds so ridiculous, but there are the most of them in the garden, and so they're just everywhere, and I see them all the time when I'm gardening. And I don't know, one day I was watching this one ant in particular, like, move between two garden beds, and I just couldn't stop thinking about, like, does this aunt have a family that's sending her off into the world? And does she come back to the other bed? And, you know, and then yada, yada, yada. So when I was telling Marin about, you know, all the insects, we kind of landed on Addie as our first, like, character we wanted to talk about and tell a story for.
Yeah, ants are pretty fascinating. We're talking to Marin Morris and her best friend Karina Argo here on the National Defense, and they really are. And you know, when you study ants or know anything about them, and you know the strength and everything they have, that does make for a pretty cool book. Addie Ant Goes on an Adventure. This is pretty cool. Hey, Marin, are you on tour right now?
I am. Yeah, I don't know where we are today. Michigan? Detroit.
Well, you've got new music coming out today, too, right?
I do, yeah. I just put a song out. It came out at midnight last night. It's called Cut, with my friend Julia Michaels. So it's a fun Friday to have, like, new music out, and we're touring, so we get to play it tonight during the show. And, it's nice. It's a good week.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good way to cap off a week. You got a children's book on the New York Times bestseller list. You've got new music. You're touring. And how do you think your music has evolved from the time you started to where it is now? Because you were pretty much pure country when you came out. And over the years, boy, you've just done some cool stuff with your voice and your music.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think I've always been a little bit all over the place with genre. Like, my first single was My Church, which was very country forward, but my next single was called 80s Mercedes, and it was very pop. So I think just, like, out the gate, I was always trying to, like, establish to the audience that I'm a little bit of everything, and I love all forms of music, so I think that just naturally comes out when I write. I think, like, over the years it's gotten a little bit more ambitious and direct, and, you know, lyrically I think is still very country because that's how I learned to write songs, was in Nashville, but sonically it's, like, it's very ambitious.
Yeah, it's just all great stuff. We're talking to Marin Morris here on the National Defense and her best friend, Karina Argo. So do you both still live in Nashville, Karina? Do you prefer Hattie B's or Prince's hot chicken?
Hattie B's, 100%. Disagree.
That's so funny. I grew up in Knoxville. And,
Prince's is the OG. But Prince's is too hot for me. Marin likes spicy. I can't handle that kind of spice.
Yeah, we have this discussion in my family all the time because I grew up in Knoxville. And my sister just gave me some tragic news the other day that the Crystal on Emory Road in Knoxville is closing. What's going on with life?
I love Crystal Burger. RIP, I guess.
I guess. I mean, that's crazy. Well, hey, Karina, let's get back to the book here because I want to ask you. So Addie Ant goes on an adventure, and so this is all about a very curious ant, right, that goes from place to place and getting into different adventures, right?
I think her narrative is she wants to go to a bed that she's never been to before, and she can't see. So she gets some help from her friends to get to this bed that's on the other side of the shed. And our illustrator, Kellyanne, just did the most unbelievable job of bringing all of our ideas and our story to life. So in the book, you can see it, like, so clearly how she has to get from her tomato bed to the watermelon bed and all of her friends that help her along the way.
Oh, this is cool. And who illustrated the book?
Kellyanne Dalton. She is an absolute addition. Yeah, we have the easy job to just create the story, but Kellyanne actually has to, like, meticulously bring it to life with details and color, and she just made it all feel like it wasn't just some dumb idea we had.
Hey, Marin, I could see this being a TV show, huh?
hey, let's say it on the radio. Let's turn Addy Ant into a TV show or a film.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, and I know that you both support the troops, and I thank you so much for that.
Oh, no. Thank you for what you do, and I hope their families love our book and our little Addies.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726. Or visit Senior Care
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.